USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is moving toward the passage of a big computer chip bill with final approval expected this week. The measure cleared a final procedural hurdle in the Senate on a vote of 64 to 32. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the bill will create good jobs and prepare the country for the future.
We reawaken the spirit of discovery, innovation, invention, and optimism that made America the envy of the world.
The bill will be sent to the House after expected passage by the Senate. Consumer confidence is falling due to worries about high inflation. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell more than 2.5 points in July for the third straight monthly decline. The board noting rising food and gas prices continue to weigh on consumers. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The former vice president makes a trip back to our nation's capital.
Vice President Mike Pence speaking at the Young Americans Foundation in Washington, D.C. Tuesday morning.
To restoring the inalienable right to life for every American, born and unborn. So we must not rest. We must not relent. We must not tire until we've restored the sanctity of life to the center of American law in every state in the nation. We save the babies. We'll save America.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden's doctor says Biden is feeling well enough to resume physical exercise. Dr. Kevin O'Connor releasing a letter saying the president's COVID symptoms are almost completely resolved. Biden will continue to isolate and work remotely from the White House residence. He has said he hopes to get back to work in the Oval Office by the end of the week. USA Radio News.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.
The Senate Judiciary Committee holds a hearing on protecting police officers. The hearing comes in the wake of 73 officers being killed in the line of duty in 2021, with more than 50 others dying in accidents, according to the FBI. Ranking Member Chuck Grassley claims any loss of law enforcement should be considered a tragedy.
It's a tragedy for the officer who sacrificed his or her life. It's a tragedy for families and friends left behind. It's a tragedy for the community that lost a public servant.
DHS reports the amount of illegal immigrants crossing the southern border without being apprehended has increased significantly. Appearing on Fox News, McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos says it's an increase they've expected.
We have the initial impact, and there's no question about it. And that's why we kept on saying, hey, look, we need help. We need some action by our feds.
He says he believes it's a national crisis. The Biden administration is considering offering temporary ID cards to illegal immigrants waiting for their asylum cases to be processed. It could help law enforcement track illegal immigrant encounters while they wait for their asylum cases to be processed. Tony Dow of Leave It to Beaver fame has died. The 77-year-old's death announced on his Facebook page. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.